In local obituaries this morning, Mrs. Edna Ruth Burris, age 74, of Elkhorn, died Tuesday at Grandview Nursing Home after an illness. She is survived by her husband, William Harold Beau Burris, her children and their spouses, Jimmy, Keith, and Connie Burris, Danny Dale Burris, David Paul and Juanita Burris, Johnny Burris, all of Elkhorn, Betty Jean and Byron Eastridge, Ellen Bernice and Tommy Wood, all of Casey Creek, Bonnie Ruth and Noel Harper of Indiana. 14 grandchildren, 22 great-grandchildren, one brother, Oney Farmer of Campbellsville. Funeral services for Edna Ruth Burris will be today at noon at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home with burial in the Callahan Cemetery. Mrs. Mary Mamie Nally, age 95, of St. Francis, died Wednesday in Mount Washington. She is survived by two daughters in Cox's Creek and Mount Washington, two sons in Louisville and Bardstown, two sisters in Nazareth and Bardstown, 14 grandchildren, 15 great-grandchildren. Funeral Mass for Mary Mamie Nally will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church with burial in the church cemetery. The family requests visitation after 3 o'clock this afternoon at the Mattingly Funeral Home in Loretta. Prayer services will be held at 7 o'clock tonight at the funeral home. Mrs. Janice Sue Shively, age 48, of Calvary, died Wednesday at Springview Hospital. She is survived by her husband, Wayne Shively, one son, Christopher Shively of Calvary, one daughter, Joni Shively of Lebanon, special friend, Rhonda Bland of Calvary, one sister, Diane Fisher of Lebanon, two grandchildren. Funeral Mass for Mrs. Janice Sue Shively will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church with burial in the church cemetery. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon. Prayer services will be held at 6 o'clock tonight at the funeral home. Mrs. Wanda Newton, age 71, of Campbellsville, died Tuesday. Survivors include two sons and one daughter and their spouses, Beau Grant of Campbellsville, Billy Newton and wife Jenny of North Carolina, Patricia Fretty and husband Chuck of Nevada, her mother and stepfather, Lily and Vernon Anderson of Oklahoma, six grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, two brothers, Junior Brandon of Oklahoma, Simpson Brandon of Arkansas. Funeral services for Wanda Newton will be Monday at 11 a.m. at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock Sunday at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. Mrs. Emma Elizabeth Stearman Milby, age 93, of Greensburg, died Thursday at Jane Todd Crawford Hospital. She is survived by two sons and daughters-in-law, Dennis and Connie Stearman of Greensburg and Everett Donald and Linda Stearman of Iowa, one daughter and son-in-law, Janice and William Vaughn of Greensburg, one daughter-in-law, May Stearman of Greensburg, nine grandchildren, four great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Emma Elizabeth Stearman Milby will be Monday at 10:30 Central Time at the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home in Greensburg with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock Sunday at the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home. Miss Lena Lee Jones, age 79, of Louisville, formerly of Greensburg, died Thursday at Audubon Hospital in Louisville. She is survived by a sister and brother-in-law, Dorothy and Joe Price of Greensburg, one brother, Joe Jones of Greensburg, two sisters-in-law, Elizabeth Jones of Greensburg, Patricia Jones of Middletown. Funeral arrangements for Miss Lena Lee Jones are incomplete at this time and will be announced later by the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home. Mr. George H. Wilson, age 89, of Greensburg, died Thursday at his residence. He is survived by three daughters and one son, Dixie Grenier of Washington, Paige Wilson of Arkansas, Greg Wilson of Shepherdsville, Ellen Wilson of Campbellsville, three stepsons, Jimmy, Terry, and Danny Sylvester, two sisters of Indiana, eight grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, and special friend Shirley Easley of Campbellsville. Funeral arrangements for George Wilson are incomplete and will be announced later by the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.